98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oshkosh Area School District voted unanimously Wednesday night to borrow up to $5 million to cover operating expenses. Back in August, the board also approved a $10 million short-term loan. Drew Nihans, the Executive Director of Business Services, said the borrowing is commonplace and is just a measure to create cash flow.
This is truly a cash flow issue. It has nothing to do with the budget, has nothing to do with anything that the state just set within our budget calculation or enrollment numbers. None of that is part of short-term borrowing. Short-term borrowing is really the cash we have within our bank accounts and where our expenses are to pay our bills and make payroll.
The $5 million short-term loan carries a 7.5% interest rate. Nihan said the short-term borrowing from Wednesday night and the action in August will be paid off when the school district receives tax allocations in January. The juniors and seniors in the Communities 2 program at Oshkosh North High School are hosting Sweat for a Vet, a fitness fundraiser on Tuesday, Veterans Day, November 11th, 2025, at the Frank Shade Fieldhouse at Oshkosh North High. Abby D. is one of the students from Communities that's working to make the fundraiser a success.
All of the funds that come from that go to a nonprofit called the Old Glory Honor Flight, the Northeastern chapter, and their mission is to help send veterans out to D.C. So we give all the money to them, and they bring them out to D.C. and like show them all the memorials out there and all that stuff.
The morning features a CrossFit-style workout with modified options for walkers. Ella S., another student with the Communities program, said Sweat for a Vet is a fun way for young people to show veterans honest appreciation for serving their country.
The veterans are so important to us because they serve our country. And I think it's just our way to give back to them and kind of like honor them and give back to Old Glory Honor Flight so they can take them out there to Washington, D.C. and they can like connect with other veterans and realize how important their job is.
Abby said anyone who wants to join in the fun is welcome.
It can be whoever signs up. You could be 10 or you could be 70. Like, if you want to come, you want to sweat, you want to show your support to these veterans, go right ahead.
Participation in Sweat for a Vet will cost $15. All proceeds go to the Northeast Wisconsin Old Glory Honor Flights. For information on registration, see our story at WISS.FM. Governor Tony Evers has signed into law a bill aimed at banning phone use in schools. Civic Media's Shelley Pittman has more.
Under the new law, public school boards have until next July to adopt a policy banning cell phones in class. It's a popular issue across the partisan divide. A Marquette Law School poll in June showed overwhelming support for curbing phones in schools. 89% of voters said they shouldn't be used during class. 72% of voters supported banning cell phones throughout the school day. That matches a national survey from the Pew Research Center also in June, which found that 74% of adults nationwide favored banning phones in middle and high school classrooms. Research from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows that most schools already restrict cell phones in some way. Wisconsin has 421 public school districts. Of the 309 who responded to a state survey, about 70% of districts only allow cell phones in common areas, about 20% fully ban phones, just about 10% have no rules on phones. The law comes as new research shows banning phones in schools could help mental health. According to the AP, at least 35 other states have adopted measures restricting the use of phones in schools, and that's just in the last 2 years. For Civic Media News, I'm Shelley Pittman.
Currently, in the Oshkosh Area School District, students are not allowed to use cell phones during school hours in elementary and middle school. High school students can use phones during lunch breaks between classes and during after-school activities as long as they don't create a distraction. In the Appleton Area School District, individual principals make the rules for cell phone usage in their schools. State workers will keep their current hybrid schedules. Governor Tony Evers vetoed an in-person work requirement that would have made employees report to the office about 4 days a week.
There are three sports crowning state high school champions on Saturday. With more, here's Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska.
There are three high school state championship events this week. Boys volleyball will take place in Green Bay Wednesday through Friday. Girls volleyball is also in Green Bay at the Resch Center Thursday through Saturday. And boys soccer is at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee Thursday through Saturday. It's also the quarterfinal round of the state high school football playoffs and the semifinal round for eight-player football. Brackets and broadcast information for all sports can be found at WIAAWI.org.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Back to the future with Fickle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Luke Fickle will be back next year as the Wisconsin Badgers head football coach. That from athletic director Chris McIntosh, who said the focus will be more on funding the program, not firing Coach Fickle. The Badgers host the number 24 ranked Washington Huskies at Camp Randall Stadium kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Former Badgers coach Paul Christ said to be a candidate for the head football coach opening with the Oregon State Beavers. Basketball tonight, the Badgers in Northern Illinois in Madison, NBA, the Bucks and the Bulls in Milwaukee, NFL, we told you last spring it was the league that nudged the Packers into proposing a ban on the Philadelphia Eagles' famous tush-push play, not Matt LaFleur.
They did the annual
meeting. I'm not going to get into it. The NFL made a decision, and we have to find a way to try to stop the play, and it's a tough play to stop.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to the upper 20s to low 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little bit of light rain and snow possible with a high near 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.